Canada.
Yeah. Happy fucking happy hour. It's Jillian Barbary.
Happy happy hour.
Jillian Barbary's here, and we have to tape this because she has a real fucking job.
Wow.
She does. So we're taping this during the day.
Thank you. It doesn't mean you can't have cocktails, though.
Well,
you know.
All right, wait here. We were just saying, we feel like we know each other.
I know.
I'm like, I can't believe I've never met you.
I can't believe our paths have not crossed at some point.
You're currently on KBC Radio, and yeah. I've always said you're nobody in LA till you get fired by KBC.
Oh, so I'm I can a girl can dream still. I can. There's still time for me to get fired. Yes, I am there. You were there.
I feel like at one point all of us were. There was a whole. Well, you know, all the people we know in local LA radio. I remember at one point there was one station we were all on. Every single one of us had been fired by KBC.
Is that right?
Wow.
I sometimes feel like there's KBC and then there's the KLOS side, which is the Jonesy's Jukebox. I love Steve Jones, the Sex Pistols. There's all those guys. And then there's the political side. And I think, you know, recently it was extremely right-wing radio, which, you know, it's fine, but it's sort of pounding that drum.
Right.
They need different voices. And I think they brought on Dr. Drew,
who's
also Republican. But when I say Republican, very big difference between Republican and Trumpers. Big difference.
Thank you.
When I'm on Twitter and I'm defending John McCain, I get, the shit kicked out of me.
Yeah.
Which to me, you know, that's so unpatriotic to go after a prisoner of war. It's like, fuck you. Who are you, you bitch?
Right. You little punk ass bitch.
Bitch. Yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah.
She's like a girl after my own heart. She likes to call men bitches.
Oh, yeah. These guys, they were
like,
two of them.
The guys in Charlottesville with the 82nd Airborne hats and the actual members that were still alive, the 82nd Airborne, were like, take that fucking hat off, you punk-ass Nazi bitch.
Yes!
I'm 97, and I'll still put a tomahawk up your ass, you little bitch.
Yes!
But anyway, I know what, but I was saying, we've all been, I was on KFI here in Los Angeles and KBC, but yes, I think everyone at KFI, like, Handel, John and Ken, me, we've all been fired by KBC.
Oh my gosh. I didn't realize Bill Handel as well.
Yes.
I like Bill Handel.
I do too.
He's such a great guy.
I do too. He's highly inappropriate in every way.
That's why I think we were probably drawn to him.
Yeah. He told a story one time. He came on my show when I was on KTLK, right? AM 1150. And the progressive, you know, the little, bastard cousin that had like a two watt signal.
A 2 watt.
Yeah. But he told a story about taking a shower with his wife, and he dropped the soap, and then he came up, and he couldn't really see, and he was like right at her crotch level, and he said, "Rabbi, okay, that's the kind of stuff that's the kind of stuff that they'll handle."
I love him. Now, do you get the freedom that you have here? Do you see how different it is with? When we talked about radio, there are a lot of radio people that are snobby about it. Howard Stern's one of them. He's like, podcasts, I don't, what the fuck, you know? He's on Sirius, and he's a pioneer, and he's done what he's done. But a lot of the mainstream guys that still run radio feel the same way.
Right.
And
Jillian,
you may have
noticed that you are in my basement.
Well,
so
let me explain
about monetizing in the age of progressive radio, because we're, as you were alluding to,
I would much prefer to be in my home than driving an hour
traffic. We're on this
day.
Many stations as the 500-600 that Hannity and Limbaugh and everybody
on.
So I mean, for us, it's, you know, just part of monetizing is we're in terrestrial, on Sirius XM, we're on free speech TV, we're on, you know, we're spinning plates, Jillian, try to fucking keep up here.
I'm trying,
my God, this fancy network job.
Busy. You are a busy woman.
But I love you for years on Good Day LA, right? Yes. I mean, I've seen you on TV. You've been
20 years there. Crazy.
Fox Sports. You were, I remember.
10 years there. My God.
Yeah.
It's like doing time.
Yeah.
I had so much fun on both those shows. But
all I know is that my friend Rob was so devastated that this was not an evening one, because he's had a crush on you for quite some time.
Is Rob single?
No, Rob is not.
All right.
But
that does not
stop him. When's the Jillian Barbary happy hour?
He doesn't care. Yeah.
The Jillian Barbary happy hour. Mm-hmm. Now, when you have your friends over for happy hour, essentially you guys have cocktails and then you can let loose.
Yeah. It was just an idea. My former producer was just like, you know, I think people really want to know what it's like when you're actually just hanging out with your friends having, you know, cocktails.
Exactly.
And that's what it is. It's the, you know, because you can tell from the number of signs we both have said, fuck, that we work under the FCC.
Right.
So this is, we just say the radio show without the FCC and with
booze.
And with booze. Yeah.
Booze and boobs right. and whatever else comes up.
Right. And it's not, it doesn't have to all be politics. It's yeah. more life stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
And sometimes politics comes up in life, which is, you know, we're living in such a polarized time. It comes up all the time now.
Exactly. How can you not be political? And you brought up John McCain. How do you, what has fucking happened to this party?
I don't know.
When they're booing a Republican
dying
war hero.
Yes. Yes. Dying. Thank you. A cancer. And I got to tell you, they're so cruel. It makes me crazy. And I'm not a Republican. My back gets against the wall to defend him. And I just don't know what's happened. Well, I do. Yeah. It's Trump. Trump is sort of, the arena is open and he has set the tone and he can grab everybody by the pussy or whatever the fuck and get elected. And I mean, I remember when he shit on John McCain when he was running and he said, that's not, you know, heroes don't get caught.
I thought you meant physically, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all. And I went into work that day, and I work with a lot of Republicans. You know, Drew Hayes, my boss, is Republican. And
I love Drew Hayes with the heat of 1,000 white hot suns. Will you do me a favor? Will you shove your tongue down his throat for me?
I've done that.
Him I said hello.
Oh, for Stephanie this time. Okay,
we have an unholy love. We really do.
He loves you, by the way. I told him I was doing your show, and he thinks you're the greatest.
I don't know. I think he's the greatest.
He's a great guy.
We had a love-hate thing, because we went at it when I was there.
I love that.
It was like the Sam and Diane and Cheers.
Wait, on air or off air?
I remember one time we're right outside the studio at KBC, and he's like, there's no such thing as hate crime. I'm like, get the race, you fucking ass. I'm like, I gotta do my show. Fuck you.
This is one right now. I get that. He is probably, you know, we disagree politically, but I love him. He's such a great programmer, and he's a great boss, and he doesn't mingle too much. He doesn't try to get in the way. But yes, so the tone is very... Trump set a tone. And so I went into work and I said to my co-host, who is Republican, I said, oh, screwed. He just screwed his chances. And his numbers went up the next day. And I said, you know what? I throw in the towel. What the fuck do I know?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to guess.
Do you think you'd see it rallies, Trump rallies, where they have signs that say, thank you, Russia? And they're waving the Russian flag? I'm like, my father would fucking die. Yes, again.
Aw. What a great example, though, of your father. Being from, I think it's the Republican Party of yesterday. Today, it's gone. It's the Tea Partiers came in at one point. The Sarah Palins, who to me fucking ruined it for John McCain. Yeah, she opened her mouth. Just shut the fuck up. And
she was the goddamn gateway drug that got us to Trump.
Absolutely, she was. Yeah. She was the gateway.
Yeah.
And I don't know who told John McCain, oh my God, you need a woman. I remember when I heard that it was a woman, I thought, oh, that's interesting. And that's about all I thought until she opened her mouth. And I said, oh, for God's sake, no.
Okay. Oh, for fuck's sake.
No, it's just not happening. But she opened the door and here we are.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
Yeah. Dumb as a fucking stump now is fine, I guess.
God, every time she opened her mouth, it set women back 500 years.
Right. But now you're from Canada, so you must already be like, what is all of this about down here?
What is this about? What's happening? And I was saying yesterday on Twitter that, you know, when I became an American citizen, you have to give up your Canadian citizenship. However, the country that you're born in, if they recognize dual, then you have dual. So I have dual. And, you know, they're like, well, get the fuck out of the country if you don't like Trump. Well, yeah, I'm allowed to protest
this
president.
Well, no, Trump will never build a wall to keep you out because not the hot ones.
He doesn't keep the Canadians out. He keeps the it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
He should have kept some of us out.
So now, wait, you were currently single. You've been married,
single for a while.
Married twice, two kids.
Yeah.
How old are your kids?
Kids are 7 and 10, and they're amazing. People are like, you don't date. I go, what? Have you had two kids? It'll fuck up any sex life. If you're a good mother, I say.
Yeah.
And I'm a good mom.
Yeah.
I don't bring men home. They've never seen a strange penis in the house. They've never seen a strange man. I've never dated a guy, and he comes to pick me up, and my kids meet him. Has never. Will never happen.
Right.
And because I won't get married again.
Right. Oh, but you'll date.
I haven't really dated in about 2-3 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's just LA. LA is just tough.
That's going to harsh Rob's buzz.
Aha! Well, listen, I was on a dating site for like...
I heard about this.
The Raya?
Because someone was telling me to get on it.
It Lisa Guerrero?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. I was on that. I still am.
Oh, and also, wait, who else was here? The comedian.
Rachel Bryan.
No. Maybe her too. But also the blonde... Who am I thinking?
She's on Raya?
Kate Quigley.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, was also on it, yeah.
And did she have success?
No.
Okay, either of us. I mean, I've spoken with a few guys, and it's fun because you get on and you'll see all the famous guys that are on there. Because you don't get to see the profiles of other women, but you can see, you know, obviously the guys, and you can, it's like swipe. It's essentially the same as...
How is it for gay women? Do you know?
That's a great question.
Is there like a gay you there or no?
I would hope there's a gay
Are they all Jenna Reno?
I might... I might have to look into the lesbian side of things.
Yeah, just check it out for me.
Yeah.
Just take a gander. Let me know what's
what. Does Rhea have that? I hope they do. I would think they have gay men and gay women. I don't know.
I would
but
assume so.
Everybody is pretty good looking on there. Or super successful, or producers, or some of them are football players, or ex-rappers. It's just a really interesting look, cross-section of people. And some of them you could get interested in, but they're all the way out in New York. And you're like, this is just not geographical. No, it's not going to happen.
Desirable. Right. No. All right. So wait, we have so much to talk about. Where do we start? So Jillian Barbary is a Canadian-born actress, television host.
I like that they said actress first. I'm like, okay, yes, I've acted, but I've always been a host.
They say that about me too. And I've done I played myself on Diagnosis Murder. I killed the Dr. Laura character for her time slot. I don't know.
Oh, that's fabulous. Or
I don't think I did. I don't think I did it.
They still haven't diagnosed.
But Dick Van Dyke thought I did.
My kids will say to me, I've done some stuff, and they'll say, I say, oh, yeah, you want to see? They go, Mom, do you play like a newscaster again? We don't want to see it. So I did Sharknado 4. Thank you.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
So thrilled because I said, look, here's the two parts. They wrote two parts. So I can either be a reporter where I have all, scenes throughout the movie. I'll be in the whole movie and I don't get killed by a shark. Or I'm on a train and I get killed by it. And they're like, yes. I said, well, I'm in it for like 30 seconds. They're like, you got to get eaten.
Oh, your kids chose how you would die.
Yeah.
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 What is the percentage of people that get eaten by a shark in Sharknado?
Everyone.
Most people.
Pretty much everyone. Okay. And even if you've been eaten, sometimes they can bring you back, which is fantastic.
Oh, that's great.
It's great. Yeah.
Well, maybe he spit you back up.
You know,
Didn't like it.
My first acting job here in LA was actually.
Canadian meat. Don't like it.
I'm gross. It's too white. Was Pamela Anderson, speaking of Canadian meat, she gave me my first real acting job here.
Oh, my
and
God.
So I know. She's amazing.
On what? On
Her show was VIP.
It was
a real campy, fun. She was a detective, and she had this really hot pussy posse, and these girls would run around with her and solve crimes.
That sounds really realistic.
It really was.
I think most detectives are looking exactly like Pamela Anderson.
In stripper heels, chasing men down.
Stop.
Well, you know, it's always been like that. Remember when we were growing up, it was like, Angie Dickinson and all the, you're like, no fucking
Pepper.
Female cops look like that. It's like
so hot.
Ursula the Meter Maid. Move your car. I'm going to fucking dick it in.
Yes.
Like Angie Dickinson. Nobody runs in heels like that. Whatever.
I know. All right. Until Pam came along.
Oh my God. We have something else in common. We're like the same person.
What?
You went to Catholic school. Assumption Catholic.
Oh my God. I did.
Secondary school.
Yeah.
What was your assumption that you were never going to get laid or?
I went to Catholic school, but it wasn't an all girls. Was yours all girls?
Mine neither. I was, how many? Oh, 12 years hard time. Yeah.
12 years hard time. I did the same hard time you did. Hard labor.
Our Lady of Perpetual Virginity.
Mine was Assumption. We wore, the uniforms we had. But it's funny. My senior year, there were six girls that ended up pregnant.
Oh. I was going to say, is that how you became such a naughty girl?
Yeah, that must have been at Catholic school.
Because they tell you not to in Catholic school.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Now I'm flashing my honeypot on stage at Sexy Liberal.
Tell me the sexy liberal.
I flashed my tits. I didn't mean to, Vanessa. I'm just getting
old. Did you have a couple of cocktails?
Yeah, I was doing a Melania impression, and I actually, I think I...
Oh, nipplage? It happens.
A little bit, very quick,
Now, you guys go on tour. You're on this with John, right?
John Fugelsang and Frangela, yeah.
How fabulous is that?
It's pretty
fabulous. Like, you guys get on stage and you talk, it's politics?
We're just filthy. It's politics. Filthy and politics. Because you're right. Like, even if you didn't swear before Trump, you're just like...
Oh, yeah. It feels better.
Like, I was saying, I think what would be a public service if they put on the Chiron, at least, like, what we're all screaming, like, fuck you, you fucking moron, you fucking, oh, Jesus fucking Christ, you're stupid, oh, God, I'm gonna fucking, oh.
Kill you. Do they actually show up, like, do Trump supporters show up to this or no?
Oh, God, no.
No, I thought maybe that would be, like, the screaming match with the audience.
Sometimes the right-wing, friends or spouses get dragged along and they always have a good time because it's a great comedy show.
Sure.
Filthy, 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 though. Now, Jillian, all right, let's talk. Wait, what else?
That I'm in the right place.
Melrose Place.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Wow,
You did Mad TV. You've done all kinds of, right?
I did do Mad TV, yeah. Wow. That's funny. I forgot all about those.
The big thing I remember, besides obviously a Good Day LA, is the football. You're associated a lot with you were the weather.
I was the weather. It's so funny
on
when
NFL,
say,
right?
Who do you have for a Super Bowl? I'm like, I don't fucking know. I don't watch the games. I did three Super Bowls, and I didn't actually. I would do the show because we did the pregame show with Terry Bradshaw and Howie Long and those guys, and then I would go out, get in a little golf cart with security and go right back to my room, take a shower, rub off my makeup off, and get into my sweats. And then I would watch the game, and then I would go to the after party with everybody at the hotel. I'm just not – I hate crowds. I'm not into crowds at all. And
but it was still the NFL pregame show, yeah, right? And then – yeah. I love they said, as a result of her scratchy gravel voice and affable one of the guys on-camera personality.
Oh, that's funny.
She became a national figure.
That's yeah. very funny.
But you do have that sexy girl, but one of the guys kind of sexy girl thing.
Well, yeah. I am one of the guys, I think, for the most part. But, yeah, I've always thought more like a guy than a girl. Yeah. And I think that's a good thing, and I think it's a bad thing sometimes.
Well, we've always been in all the boys' clubs.
Yeah.
Radio, you know, stand-up, politics, yeah.
Stand-up is something to me that would – I could stand in front of millions of people and do the Super Bowl, no problem. I could not imagine standing up in front of 200 people trying to be funny. To me, that seems frightening.
Yeah. Well, you do. You are funny, but
oh, my God.
Now. Yeah.
Not when I have to be on the spot. I don't know how you do that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't. I just sometimes don't.
no, but that whole...
Oh, that's so funny. So you don't really give a shit about football, but that's because you're associated with football. And then you did the
Nutrisystem.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Who was that with? The other football player.
Oh, Dan Marino.
Yes.
Yeah, Dan Marino.
Did you actually... I always wonder if all those commercials...
No, I did not.
Did you really lose 1,000 pounds? Not that. Sorry.
Yes, I did. I lost, I think, close to 50. The second time around, I was even skinnier after my second baby. And I think some of it, you know, people would... They'd say, well, it's baby weight. And I said, absolutely true. It's baby weight. I did as much as I could breastfeeding-wise, like 4 months. Right. And then after that, I'm a foodie. I love wine.
Yeah, me too.
I'm that girl. So I was very strict about my Nutrisystem. I didn't drink during that time. Ugh. I'd have the odd, I know. Wow. That was the hardest part.
Not sure what's worth that.
Oh, God.
I'm sure it was a good paycheck.
Funny. It was a lovely paycheck, but let me tell you. That's why I had to keep reminding myself. It's buying this. It's buying that because a life without wine is just not a life.
Yes. No. What's the point of it, really?
I work with so many people.
I have a wine glass that just says because Trump on it.
That's funny. Yeah.
Right.
Because that's Trump.
How would we survive this?
Do you know I sat with Donald Trump at Howard Stern's wedding? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I've known him for 20 years. I like him as I always got along great with him. Melania didn't say a word at dinner. Not a word.
Wait, kidding.
She Here was our table. Wait. Joan Rivers, Senator Al D'Amato, and Donald, his wife Melania, Robin Quivers, and me and my ex-husband.
Wow.
It was the loudest, funnest table. And Trump was great, but again,
getting a word in with Joan Rivers must have
was
been.
It was.
Sherry, shut up!
Was, and she kept hiding Robin Quiver's purse, and Robin was going crazy. Like she just was. I love Joan so much. I love
her too. God. She, you know, for any woman in comedy, she was
my
a pioneer.
God,
yeah,
she was such a ball buster.
And plus, I loved. She was so out there about her plastic surgery. One time she came, she was doing a show on ABC and she was doing her show from LA and I was going in to do my show and she was coming out of the studio and she just had a chemical peel and I was like, oh my God, Joan, Jesus Christ. What? Oh my gosh. It was just like
raw.
She was like a boiled monkey with,
oh,
I don't know,
gross
cheese sauce. It was, oh, like, Jesus, Joan, what did you do?
God love her.
I just had a chemical peel. Sorry.
The best.
Yeah. Howard Stern, that had to be the greatest opening line of a funeral ever, right?
Absolutely.
Joan Rivers had a dry pussy.
Yeah. What do you do?
Yeah.
How do you feel?
And Melissa wanted Howard for that. And Howard, you know, he vacillated. He thought, it's a big responsibility because he loved Joan so much. But it was fantastic. And,
yeah.
But yeah, I actually, Donald hired me to do, I think I was a judge on, I don't know if it was Miss USA or which one it was. And I sat beside Donald Jr. I had no idea that he was the guy that, you know, shoots elephants. And I just had no clue.
Ugh.
Giraffes.
Yeah.
And also with Trump, you know, he was very funny back then.
So, Jillian, why did, because I've seen all your tweets. You feel the same way we do about everything. And he's just so disgusting.
Because
I've heard this. And we've had people, you know, in fact, I remember Joan Rivers loved him. And who else did we have on that was on Apprentice?
Yeah.
It said he was really like, what's happened to him? Has he always been evil? Is he meant?
I'm stunned.
Is it dementia? What is it?
I don't know. I mean, anyone who wants to reverse anything that Obama did, I think he's obsessed with Obama. But you know, why roll back on the LGBTQ
right.
Positioning that helps to protect yeah. them. Why roll back on 9 million
right.
Children's health care? Like, what yeah. the fuck good is your... Just stop.
Jillian, what? How? He can't have just started being this awful a human being. I mean, this is what...
He was people a liberal that knew at one
him
point.
In, right, people that knew him in New York are like, oh, I liked him. Or, oh, he was charming.
Or they say, oh, he used to fuck everybody out of money in New yeah. York, and now he's just doing it on yeah. this level. And there's a great story about a guy who was commissioned to make pianos for Trump for his right. hotels. Do you know this story?
No.
The guy has a family business. It's yeah. an unbelievable story. And he was commissioned to build yeah. his pianos. And he said, well, I can't make that many that quickly. This is a family business. We've been yeah. around since the 40s. And then he said, I'm going to need money to make the next money. They said, don't worry. This is the Trump hotels. You've got to.
Right.
And don't you know it? He built them and he put them in there yeah. and Trump fucked him, wouldn't yeah. pay him.
Shoddy work, not going to pay.
Yeah. And so wow. they take him to court and he ends up paying just a portion of it.
Yeah. Let me make a distinction what I mean. Yeah, you're right. Most people I know from New York, you know, just that are regular, they hate yeah. him. They've mm-hmm. always fucking hated yeah. him. He's always yeah. been a liar, a cheater, yeah. a fucking
Think
deadbeat.
About it.
But I guess what I'm talking about is celebrities like you that I've met. And mm-hmm. so I guess that's
you're
the thing.
Like,
you go, oh, people that want to print. Like, yeah, of course he's going to be nice and charming. And,
yeah.
But that's what I mean. It's hard to.
I know.
Connect, like,
even for me,
this monster.
I just, for myself, I didn't want to. I just thought, why would you have somebody so unqualified? He cannot run right. the United States like right. a business. You can't just fire people. And he's finding that out.
Yeah.
And I'm not a fucking genius when it comes to politics, but I thought that's a pretty easy thing to see.
Right.
And he's going to try to run it as such.
Yeah.
And you're not the CEO of the country. You have Congress.
Right.
Although, you know, not yeah. much is getting done there. But you think about Obama. I mean, Trump has had 3 wives, 5 kids, different wives. He's cheated. He grabbed women by the pussy, this, that, the stuff he says. Obama was so fucking squeaky clean.
Yeah.
And the thing that made me crazy was when this whole quote fake news, I worked in news 25 years. I've never heard of the term fake fucking news
right.
until Trump
right.
came along.
Right.
And he was the first person when he said that Obama was an American, that he was
yeah.
that he was born in Kenya yeah. and he yeah. started with all that birther bullshit and
yeah.
took people down that path. I said, you are the creator of fake news, fuckwad. You're the guy.
Yeah. You know where fake news originated? Russia.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what exactly what they were
well,
doing.
There, that's where
they were
that's
creating
where he got
fake.
It.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. That's where he got it.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it's unbelievable. So
remember,
yeah, polarizing. Definitely.
I remember I was doing a morning drive on Hot 97 in New York, like late '80s, early '90s. I remember even back then going, he is such a fucking liar. Remember, he was always like going, Marla Mapp is just a good, very good friend of mine. And nothing going on. Believe me, that I can tell you. And you're like,
she's
oh, I'm marrying
girl.
Marla Maples. Like, yeah. he's just.
Terrific, terrific
yeah.
girl. Nothing going on.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I've grabbed her by the pussy a few times.
But yeah. But I think for celebrities like you that have met him and, you know, you go, oh, he was
yeah.
charming and
sure.
whatever and
funny. Very funny.
But then you go, like, how. What combination of mental illness, dementia, pure evil is
I don't know.
Has
I think
created
it's,
this.
I honestly think
horrible.
it's money driven. I really believe
oh.
that everything is just, they get super rich, these one percenters. It's a billionaires club and fuck the rest of the world. It's like,
yeah.
let them have cake. Can't
yeah.
have cake. How about Puerto Rico? It's like
right.
Texas
yeah.
and Florida are
yeah.
dealt with one way and
yeah.
then Puerto Rico completely differently. So I think he needs to speak with his president of
yeah.
Puerto Rico first.
Yeah.
That was the best. And he needs to just, for me, get impeached or something. And I would take any Republican outside of him right now.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
I really,
yeah.
I like McCain. I do. I've always liked him. I just think that what's happened now is there's such a dissonance between mainstream Republicans or even moderate Republicans and then Trumpers. Trumpers are just, they seem cruel and mean and,
yeah.
and spiteful and
horrible.
Just like, fuck
yeah.
you,
yeah.
you know?
That's
that
what
kinda...
I said the other day. Like, I was like, "What? How did this become partisan? Who does at this point not just think he's just an awful human?
Uh-huh.
Like, what, he is smearing Gold Star families
yes.
and
yeah.
former presidents to make himself look good. And
Gold
who the
Star.
Fuck calls a grieving widow
oh.
on her way to greet the casket? And by the way, you know, I was thinking not enough attention has been paid to the second half of what he said.
It's
like, oh, we knew what he signed up for, but I guess it hurts anyway.
That's what he said.
You,
I guess it
guess?
Hurts.
Guess? She's anyway. Pregnant and has 2 children and is going to
I know.
See her husband's
and
body.
And you know the spin now.
Been blown up.
I know. And now Sarah Huckabee Sanders, there's a spin for everything. She's pretty much evil incarnate to me, too. She's got
oh,
the
yeah.
wonky eye and she's always
yeah.
like, look, yeah. look, let me tell you what. And she talks over you and she bulldozes you because she can. And so my thought was, first of all, she said, you know, that's just all fake news. the woman's mother said, yes, it did happen. Yeah. My daughter was devastated, and she was told this by Trump. Why would the family lie?
Yeah.
You got a call from the president.
Right.
They were just he doesn't know how to act.
Right.
He's not a president, so he just doesn't know how to.
Yeah.
Is that your ass in a thong over there?
Yeah.
Wow, you're tiny. That's cute.
Thank you. That was actually pre-spin. It's better now. That was pre-spinning. Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah,
thank you.
Wow. Hmm? Do you have a spin bike here, or do you go out?
Yeah. Yes, I do. Both.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You could be spinning, like, you're a multitasker.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. All right. Yes. I guess, as, you know, a lot of us are as women, but anyway. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Here's my favorite fun fact about you.
Yeah.
You were an ice skater in your childhood. We should have done happy hour on ice.
Oh, that would be
why
fun.
Why didn't we think of that?
Injuries. That's why, Stephanie.
Oh, okay.
Injuries.
All right.
There would
you
be many.
Skating with celebrities.
I did.
You came in second with it. You were partnered with a.
Thank you.
Professional.
Oh, I was partnered with the most beautiful man you've ever seen.
Wow.
I remember when I first got the gig at Fox, and they didn't want to necessarily, they weren't sure about hiring me. It was Mike Darnell, and I said, no, you have to. And Christy Swanson was in it, and her and I did not get along. And I'm a people person, but she was very serious about this competition. We used to go out and have fun.
She
and
was Tanya Harding, and you were Nancy Kerrigan.
Absolutely. And Nancy was in the show, and we had a lot of fun, but I fell. I did an axel. I did very, technically, the components I did were hard, you know, because I was pushing myself. But when I first joined, I said, oh, my God, I hope I have who was the guy? She ended up with him. She had a baby with him because they were having a whole affair.
Wow.
They were both with other people.
Wait, are you trying to tell me that there's a straight male skater? Really?
Yes.
Oh,
Lloyd Eisler. And then my partner was straight. If you look him up, John, what was his last name?
Zimmerman.
Oh, my God. He was an IMG model. My girlfriend was like, oh, no, trust me. You don't want Lloyd.
Right. And that's the only sport you can pick a woman up by the crotch and it's okay. Right?
Yeah.
That's the official pussy grabbing sport.
It really is, though.
It really
like you can
is.
Pick a woman up like a fucking bowling ball.
You can.
There you go.
And he did. It was great.
Wow. Fantastic.
But anyway, so Christy and Lloyd were having this big affair, and her boyfriend drove up, his wife back in Canada, 8 months pregnant, and he left her for Christy, and now they have a kid or two. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Scandalous.
And so your contention is you did not fuck Dan Marino?
Dan Marino, no, I did
for
not.
For an extra Nutrisystem dessert.
No.
No,
I love
you
Dan.
Brought it up.
Great guy. Okay. Did not sleep with him. No.
Okay.
Lovely married man.
Fantastic. Wait, your diet included proteins.
Is
that a sperm joke? Oh, no, this is it.
That was back when I used to do like FHM and Maxim. Oh. I would say, okay, I'll do protein for a week and maybe I'll cut out the wine. And then, you know, you have to be, then you're half naked.
Yeah.
And
there's no diet that would be worth giving up wine for me.
I swear. Well, if you know that you're going to be naked and like, not naked. I didn't do Playboy, but.
Are your titties real? They're fantastic.
Yeah,
they are. Oh my God, they're fantastic.
They're huge right now too. Sorry. Sorry about their screaming over there. Hello, they're trying to scream to get out of my shirt.
I know. They look, they do. They look like they want to be
everyone
freed.
Used to think that they were fake, but they're not.
Sean, come free them.
Free the beasts.
Free the beasts.
Well, you had Lisa Guerrero on. She was in Playboy. She had a great experience with it. Yeah. I didn't do it. I turned it down 4 times like a fucking idiot.
Oh. You guys remind me of each other. You're just these big, vivacious, sex pot, hilarious, smart personalities.
You're very sweet. I think she is really,
have
to me.
Have a three-way. I'm sorry. Was that on?
Yes, we did.
Three-way. I've never had a
conversation,
three-way.
Conversation. A three-way conversation.
You know what? Three-way conversation or three-way.
Right.
Whatever.
Either way.
I don't, I've never had one. I'm really boring and kind of pedestrian.
Didn't you say you dabbled in college? Tell me.
I did, yeah.
Tell me what happened.
Okay, so my first time, was it college? No, actually I was in Florida.
Uh-huh.
And it was a girl that I'd worked with in Canada. She
really?
Came to visit me.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
And we had sex.
Sean, dim the lights. Mm-hmm. You know what, fuck it, get the wine. Who cares if she has to work?
And then the second time was a girl that I worked with in Miami, who was fabulous.
Wow.
And actually the first time, that's not true. The first time I was very young and it was an older woman.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow. Hey.
I was living in Canada.
Cuckoo.
Okay, what about you?
I'm a little bit older than you.
How did you know you were gay?
Wait, maybe you just haven't found the right one.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe
do you think I could still find the right one at this age?
Okay.
Maybe that's why I'm not dating right now, because I don't want to, because subconsciously I know that I don't want penis anymore.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Oh, you know what? Just turn the lights off entirely.
I don't know. I don't know anything anymore.
No, I thought, you know, it's so interesting. I thought I went to Catholic school too, and my mom and my sister were both virgins when they got married. My oldest sister.
Really?
Yeah.
And wow.
My sisters went to all girls Catholic school all the way through college.
Really? And remained, she remained a virgin.
My
That's incredible.
Oldest sister did. Right. But I think
God
part
bless.
Of it is, I remember my high school boyfriend and I both turned out to be gay, and we thought, oh, we just thought we weren't fucking because we were Catholic.
Oh. Turns out.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I give a mean blowjob, as I've discussed previously, because I learned to do everything but, you know,
oh.
So to speak. So I suck a mean dick. I do. But I'm good at it. I liked it.
So you were not that girl that knew she was.
No, I didn't. I had boyfriends all the way through college. Yeah. It wasn't until after college. Yeah.
And so it's not something that you knew in the back of your head. You just thought, okay, I like boys and I'll go out with boys.
Well, looking back now, I go, oh, that was a crush on my friend's older sister.
Oh, that's interesting.
Or my teacher or whatever. But like, yeah. I didn't at the time identify it as that. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And then I remember my first girlfriend was right out of college. I was like, well, we're not going to stop dating guys, are we? Like.
Oh, so you still didn't really have. And no. She was like, what? Of course we are.
Wait, what? Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
What do they call their gold star? No, not gold star. What do they call it if you're gay and you've never been with the opposite?
Oh, gold star? Yes.
Is it? I feel so bad saying that after bad. Gold right, star exactly. family, right? Yes. It's like, geez, totally different. I know. Can we call it something else, like brown star? Anyway, it just seems wrong and inappropriate. But no, I've always been open, and I love women, and but I like boys.
I'm going to go on Ryan and see if she moves today from straight to...
Questionable.
Big question mark there.
Open.
Yeah, open. I hope they have an open section in RAH.
No, actually, a lot of the women I've been with have been with men.
Yeah.
And have said this, I've heard a lot of the same thing. Like, I'm attracted to men, I enjoy sex with men, I fall in love with women. So that's...
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, the difference. And I think, because I am attracted to men, too.
Yeah.
Particularly some... particular ones that are on my show.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I have a big black loophole for Malcolm
Nance.
She
loves black men.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I'm trying to steal all her black men.
I do. Mm. Do you date black men?
No, I date all white men, which is hilarious.
I'm not on her turf.
Have you been with black men before, or black men?
No, I just, I don't know what it is. Well, come on. The ones
I do.
That I'm currently in love with are really, really dreamy.
Yeah.
Malcolm Nance, Alonzo Bowden.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I follow Malcolm Nance
on
Twitter. There's some great...
Dreamy.
Van Jones is very sexy.
Oh, yes.
Very sexy.
Yes.
Maybe you should with, you think? Know, maybe have some fun.
You like Michael Steele, I think?
Oh, I do like Michael Steele.
That sounds like a porn name.
I think that's a daddy issue.
Lexington Steele, Michael Ramrod Steele.
Yes, Michael Ramrod. No, I think it might be a daddy issue, don't you think?
Oh,
with
is
Michael
it?
Steele, because my dad was chairman of the RNC. So it might be more of it. It might not be a race thing. It might be a daddy thing.
Got it. Gosh, I'm not looking around here. And if people could see your studio, it's incredible. The history.
They can. We're on
camera. Look at that. Goldwater.
Yes. That was in someone's, what do you call it? Attic in Orange County. They called actually KBC. And said, we have a handmade sign we did for your dad. Can we bring it? And
what?
I thought they meant.
Like,
you know,
a small sign.
Look at this fucking thing.
No, it's absolutely incredible.
It's a whole plank.
I love that. The Goldwater Miller.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the official poster.
So what Boom. That time, just running.
I was three. They can't blame me. Hadn't said anything yet.
But you don't remember anything, of course.
No, that's I was just a small, ugly.
What about your older
child
sister?
Child with a unibrow. Yes, my sisters were, they campaigned. They were like 15 and 18,
oh
something.
My
yeah,
gosh.
Yeah, they were on the campaign trail.
Wait, say... Same mother and father?
Yes.
18
yes.
years
They took
apart.
A little break. Yeah. And then my brother and I are just a year or so apart.
Like,
and my sisters
Irish
are a couple
twins.
Years apart. Yes. Yeah.
My birth mother is from Ireland, born and raised. And she had that sort of eight brothers and sisters all stepping stones. I think that's kind of how it's done.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they've never really given a sufficient answer for what was the break about.
That big gap, 20-year gap. And
yes.
Kids.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because my birth mother's, she had, the mother had a ton, and it went like from 18 to zero, but there were children in that gap every year.
Right.
Crazy.
That's what an Irish woman, her gap year is another kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where do we start with your tweets? They're fantastic.
Oh, thanks.
How's the president's golf game? Must be pro by now, as he mentioned the soldiers. Yeah. I mean, this whole Niger thing, it just gets worse every single day. That he didn't mention it at all, that they drafted the statement for him, that he doesn't want to look like a loser in any way. So he's not going to. Right.
I think it's all about the win with him at everyone's expense, America's expense. So, it's a the legacy of Obama, fuck him, fuck the ACA.
Yeah.
And what can we do to get rid of it? And right. who cares if those people, like, I'll be fine. Yvonne, right. That's the other issue I have. And even Ann Coulter agrees with this issue. Appointing your family. This is not a dictatorship.
Oh my God.
What the fuck? I mean, what would your father, cannot. There's a reason it's written that as such.
My favorite picture is the one of Angela Merkel looking at her.
Oh.
Just like this. Like, oh, mein Gott.
What are you doing here?
Mein Gott, it is the handbag designer. You know I am a nuclear physicist, right?
That's what I said. Please, go design more bags. Please.
Oh, my God. It's just insane.
And
the
also the sort of sense of entitlement. Like, yeah, of course I'm going to have an office here. And so is my husband. And this Mueller cannot get this done quick enough.
Fucking
I know he has
fast
to.
Enough. How might we help, Robert?
I know.
Can I call you Bob?
Can you give him one of your fabulous blowjobs?
Yeah.
Speed things along.
I have you heard? Blow whoever I need to blow to get this done because I am a patriot. But no, as someone involved, obviously, with the NFL for all those years, I mean, it is insane. You tweeted Trump busy going after NFL players while Puerto Rico suffers. It's outrageous. You belittled a war hero, went after a Gold Star family. Plus, there's Russia. Please don't lecture Americans about respect for country.
Yeah.
I mean, that he still is tweeting about NFL fucking players while he's disrespecting.
I don't get it.
Gold Star families. I can't.
I mean, I think any Republican in office, there's a reason they come up through the ranks, as you know, like your dad did, because they learn about, politics.
Right. Yeah.
So with that, you learn, and I think that part of his base is like, well, he's great. He shoots from the hip and he just says what he, okay. But a lot of what comes out is fucking gibberish.
Right.
So even Republicans have to hold their tongue because their boss essentially is unqualified for the job. So these guys that are, schooled Republicans, they are, this is what they do for a living. They have to sit by and listen to this.
Yeah.
This nonsense. And it really, that's what makes me crazy. You know, working on the NFL, there are on that, the host of that show, the hosts, there are five, there are Republicans and there were Democrats.
Yeah.
And I don't recall ever a time being as polarized as we are now.
Yeah,
no one talked about it on Sunday. Nobody worried about it. I wake up now and I'm like, are we in a nuclear war? Are we in a nuclear war yet? What's happening with North Korea?
Yeah. I know, exactly. Yeah. I'm like, you even fucking ruined football. That was the 2 hours a week we could get away from you.
Exactly.
And now Howie Long has to address it because you can't get around it.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. That's exactly right.
And then also our current obsession is the Mike Pence story in The New Yorker. You said calls his wife mommy and can't trust himself alone with women without his wife there. That's some weird shit.
Oh,
and conversion therapy.
Pray the gay away.
Did you read the part of The New Yorker piece? I am obsessed with this, right? I tell everybody about it. Because it was a long piece. A lot of people didn't read it.
Right.
So Karen, or Mother, as he calls
mother,
her.
Mother.
Right. She had a gold cross engraved with the word yes, because she anticipated that he was going to ask her to marry him.
Okay.
So she carried a gold cross.
Said yes.
I said yes on it.
So when he asked.
That wouldn't freak many men out, would it?
Just
yes. Turn it around. Jesus and I have been waiting for you to ask. Yes. I made a cross. Okay.
That is creepy.
Perfectly normal. And then he carried the ring box around in a loaf of bread because ostensibly to feed the ducks.
Be clever.
And then when they got engaged, they shellacked the loaf of bread and it's in their house.
Ew.
Next to the gold cross.
I have to say, I did not.
Is it weird yet?
I did not know that. Oh, it's fascinating. Very strange, man.
I'm like shellacking the bread. Is that what the kids called it back then? Yeah. What a freak. I don't know what to say.
That's our vice president. But I'll tell you what, I would prefer him to Trump any day.
I
know that he's a conversion therapy. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
He's a fucking closet case. There's some goddamn rent boys in his crawl space.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is what worries me. If you are that set against a certain sect of people, whatever the case, there's got to be a reason. And who was it that was the toe tapper getting blowjobs in the stall? I think.
Oh, Larry. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yes. I'm saying in Larry the Pence Craig. Household, I think that you have heard the words.
Yeah.
Mother, did you make sure all the dirt is covering the rent boys in the crawl space?
Mother. Think about that. That is very psycho. That's like the movie
Mother,
Psycho.
That's not your tampon, is it? No, mother, blood.
Oh, dear.
It's a little peek in.
Well, at least that was the mother in Psycho. This is his wife. So, yeah. I think I had an uncle that used to do that. It was so creepy.
We so frequently country. Have a quiz show here as to whether that's creepier or that Trump calls Ivanka baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
In front of other people. Calls his daughter baby.
And grabs her.
Oh, yeah. Grabs her so inappropriately.
I'd date her if she wasn't my daughter.
Yeah.
Don't you think they discuss, like, both discuss it? Hey, baby, Ivanka, come here. Don't you think it's creepy that Pence calls his wife mother?
Yeah, it's so creepy, Daddy.
And
no,
then,
sit on my lap
Pence
when I tell
is like,
you
mother,
great.
Mother, don't you think it's creepy that Trump calls his daughter baby? Don't you think it's creepy, mother?
You know what I would love? I would love to be a fly on the wall right now at a dinner with, like, Hillary Clinton and Obama. Oh. Well, the shit they must be... And I'll put John McCain in there.
Yeah.
And I'll throw
anyone
in
sane, right?
Anyone sane in politics.
Yeah.
Because they have got to just be going, what the fuck?
What? Yeah. How many times do you think they've texted each other, WTF? and that like scream emoticon just.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Speaking of Clinton, you had a great tweet. You said, big difference between predator Harvey Weinstein and cheater Bill Clinton. Big difference. Believe me, I'm a woman. I've seen them all.
Yeah.
I've said this is not my politics, Jillian. Bill Clinton, I'm telling you, I used to work at Oxygen Network. He was one time down in the Chelsea Marketplace. Three floors of women cleared out to get, I mean, my partner at the time was like, I would totally fuck him. I'm
oh, yeah. It's crazy.
I mean, I've seen men with him. I mean,
it's crazy. I met him at the Burkle Estate for some fundraiser, of course. Right. And I took my best friend at the time, who's a gay Republican, and he had just converted to Christianity. Don't ask.
Yeah.
Total dichotomy. Anyway, so we go, and he's, you know, he's like, look at that fucking guy. And he's at the top of the stairs. And I go, so we get introduced, and I kept saying to him, shut the fuck up. Don't make a scene, because you're like the only Republican in here. And it was such a great, fun night. But there was a line of women and men.
Oh, yeah.
Just crazy.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't the president anymore. Obviously, it
I know.
Was Bush.
No, I met him at a Hillary fundraiser this time around.
So
first of all, what I would say is, as we know, and Monica has said, that was consensual. Yes, she was young. It was inappropriate.
Right.
Whatever. But what I'm saying, even, what's her name? Juanita Broderick.
Yeah.
Even Ken Starr found her not credible.
Right.
And Ken Starr had the biggest hard-on for pursuing Clinton ever, right? I mean, so
and
that's
Ken Starr is just...
Paula Jones was totally, like, paid for by all these right-wing groups. I don't believe that it was not consensual.
Right.
I'm not saying Bill Clinton's, you know, as you say, there's a difference between a cheater and a...
Right,
and,
right.
I think so. And I got shit on for that.
I'm sure you
did. You know, a lot of Republicans came at me, and I said, that's fine, but there is a guy who cheats on his wife and then one who abuses power like a Harvey Weinstein.
Right.
So I
no, I'm telling you, so when I met Clinton, I thought, oh my God,
you
see
get
what
it?
Everybody's talking about.
Yeah.
He makes you feel
like
you're
the only person in the room.
And I saw him doing it to the guy in front of me. He's talking to him. Like, he knows everything.
He's
like, guy's like, oh, Mr. President, do you remember what he's, oh yeah, I remember that guy. And you know, his cousin Charlie did a thing one time.
Yeah.
And the person's like,
yeah,
you know, and he's talking, I remember my girlfriend at the time. He's like, oh, you know, I know. I mean, he knew. And then he gets to me. He's like, oh, I saw your work on Equal Time. You were great. You know, your dad, I don't know if you know. I was like, holy shit. He's just like, you're just like,
yeah,
mesmerized.
Yeah, absolutely true. Same exact, different event, but same exact story I have.
Yeah,
Saw it happen in front of me, and I think the LA Times had just written a story about Trump getting Clinton getting a late night show, and they said, well, maybe Jillian Barbary could be his sidekick, and they said, Mr. President, this is the woman they were referring to today. And he goes, no, you are that girl on the NFL, and I thought, wow, yeah, he does.
He knows everything about everybody.
Wow.
I mean, he's just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that for people that, you know, my dad is in Canada, and he definitely is a Republican. And he said, you know, he thinks Trump, it's a great thing. He's with steel companies. My dad worked for 45 years, and he's bringing up, you know, car companies back. And, you know, immigration is a big thing in Canada because Trudeau is a liberal.
Right. Oh, he's dreamy.
He's
Jesus.
So good.
I would also blow him. I don't know what
you
got
to figure. Trump can't stand to be in the same room as him.
When
Melania is there, he's got to be like, "Oh God, we have to meet with that Kinect again." Shit.
Oh my God. Wait. So now the other I was going to say when you brought up Weinstein in the tweet, you have got to have a lot of stories. I would imagine of sexual.
None. Isn't that funny?
Seriously,
I have 0.0.
Wow.
In fact, we had a guy call up on the radio the other day, and he's like, "I'm so disappointed in you." I said, "For what? Not fucking lying and saying I've had all these stories? No, I haven't had it. You know, many people. Lisa Guerrero just came out with a story with Steven Seagal, and it was in Newsweek. And so I, you know, yes, it's been around me. I'm also here's the negative part of being a guy's girl. I'm probably the dirtiest in the room.
Yeah.
So when shit goes down.
That's maybe it's me
okay,
too.
So I don't really recognize it because I'm usually the one offended.
Maybe intimidate men too much.
I don't know what it is. But listen, have I had when I was at the NFL, did I have, you know.
Right.
I got bosses that said, you're getting, when I did the skating show, they're like, you're getting too skinny. We're losing your boobs and your ass. I'm like, I know, my tits, they're going to come back at some point. Like, I didn't get offended and run to HR. I'm just not that person.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I just had a baby. And then they said, well, I think you look great. And and they said, you know, you've only got a few more to go. And they didn't mean it like as a bad. And I'm like, yeah, I do have a few more to go. You're right.
Yeah.
I guess those are things that I could have gone to, but it's not my style.
Maybe it's because I've probably sexually harassed more people. Right,
that's
Sean?
What I'm saying,
than I've worked with and have harassed me.
He's rocking back and forth in his own feces over there. He's like, yes, I've been harassed.
I'm sorry.
I'm the same way. I'm like you. I just don't.
No, maybe it is, you know, filthy loudmouth girls like us, like, because I don't have any story, and maybe also because I work on the fringe of show business. It's not like I've ever had a big movie or TV career, you know, so.
Yeah, I honestly, same here. Yeah. I've never had to go read for every, you know, every acting job I've God, which, you know, from the guys from Will and Grace, they hired me. I didn't audition for. You know, they were looking for a Jillian Barbary type to be on the sitcom on NBC, and so they auditioned like 17 Jillian Barbary types.
Right.
And then Max Munchnick and David Cohen said, fuck it, let's just bring her in. And they brought me in, and I did 10 episodes. So it's always been given to me. I've never had to go in and audition, and then, because I'm horrible at auditioning.
Me too.
And then, oh my God. Yeah. Like I shit the bed. And I start working blue, and they're like, my God, you do know this is a Disney show. And I'm like, dropping F-bombs.
Fucking kids if they can't fucking take a joke. Jesus Christ.
I remember auditioning for Disney. Oh my God. And it was an animal show. And I was that, you know, I'm in the, and I had like, it was like.
That's hilarious.
Oh yeah. And I was like, oh, this is like a couple purses, a belt as a joke. And they're like, what the fuck?
I was terrible at it.
Yeah. I was horrible at it. Ugh. I hate doing it.
I remember on the Paramount lot, right after my late night TV show got canceled, I was
auditioning. By the way, I was so happy because you were like one of the first women or the woman.
Yeah.
Only woman.
Blink and you missed it, but sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I was so happy that you got that though. I was excited for you because I thought you're funny and you're irreverent and you're acerbic and that's exactly what is needed.
They didn't want. Disney was like, we love what you do on the radio. Don't do that now.
Don't do
just
that.
Read the cue cards and don't. Anyway, but so I was back on the Paramount now to, you know, audition to play the, I don't know, fourth lead on some sitcom, you know, cattle call with all the other girls with our scripts. And they, like, a cart went by of, you know, tourists that, you know, they do the tourist thing.
Yeah.
And one of them's like, oh my God, that's Stephanie Miller. I was like, shut up. Shut the fuck up. Move along. So what? but I remember it being so humiliating auditioning. Like, it was just, I auditioned to play the green M&M in a commercial and.
Oh my God.
I'll just never forget, like, the casting director going, well, after my reading, she goes, you know, the green M&M is, you know, it's like a sexy, confident candy. And I was like, I'm like, well, I've only played the really insecure candies like Malamar. I didn't get that. I was like, I just can't.
It's humiliating. And now you see these stories coming out about girls auditioning or even meeting with Harvey. They're not even auditioning. They're all just meeting. And they all have the sort of the same story.
Right.
I've never encountered that.
Yeah. I was saying, because I was in radio, you know, most guys in radio, they're too fat and gross and lazy to really put much effort into it.
Hey.
There was one, I don't know, like 400-pound guy I worked with when I started, and he made a brief, like, lunge in his car, and that was it. I was like, no.
Not happening.
No. And that was it. So, I mean, I was lucky. It wasn't like anything really traumatic.
Too.
I was just like, you're married with a kid. You're gross.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You know what? And now I just realized I'm gay.
I wonder if they probably find that as a turn on, too, because they're like, oh, you know how they, you know, in the back of like Penthouse, there was always two women. And that wasn't really necessarily a magazine for lesbians. That was for men. So it's sort of that they're socialized to believe that fantasy is everything. And I wonder if like, have you ever not been taken seriously about being a lesbian because guys are like, oh yeah, that's hot.
Oh, no. I say that over and over.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
They don't. You say gay and they hear three-way.
Oh!
Right. They can't. They don't hear gay.
Hysterical.
Yeah. No. We've talked about some men in particular.
No, really?
They just think you haven't seen their penis yet.
That's going to change everything.
Oh, it comes with glitter and
wow,
rotates like that. Wow. If I'd seen yours.
I would be gay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, no, they really do. It's really,
I believe it.
Yeah. In fact, I remember, like, you know, my Disney, the late night show, even my radio show, it's always marketed to men. Before I came out, it was like making men rise in the morning was right. my, and so no, I remember always thinking, you know, oh, it's going to hurt my, you know, my career. Right. Like, I just didn't, and I never, like, lied. I just never, didn't talk about my personal life. I was always flirty, yeah. and I still am.
Yeah.
But, right. Yeah, but I remember one of my program directors after I came out said, your numbers are even higher with men. What was it about you fucking another hot woman that you thought was going to hurt
your numbers
with men? Because
that's wild.
Yeah.
But I believe it. I can see it, of course. But you know what? Hey, let them fantasize about the dream, I say.
Don't forget about shoving your tongue down my former program director Drew Hayes' mouth.
For you.
Okay. And just tell him I miss him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We were this close to having hate sex. If he wasn't married, we were just like,
wow.
Yeah.
He loves you.
Well, he had to fire me because we both hated our dick general manager who fired him too. So then we met at a radio conference again. Across the crowded room.
Wait a minute.
Because we hated each other for a minute and he had to fire me, but because the dickwad.
He told me the story. Yeah, I remember that.
Dickhead made him fire me and then Dickhead fired him. Oh, and then we ran to each other like in a perfume commercial at a talker's convention.
Oh, how fabulous.
Drew, I always loved you.
Yeah, he said that. He goes, she hated me for a minute. And then everything, he goes, but we always knew that we loved each other.
Yeah, deep down, we loved each other. He's wrong about everything. You know, mention to him that he's wrong about everything.
You know what I love? I will say that.
Okay.
Stephanie Miller says you're wrong about everything. But, and then blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I'll do the tongue first and then I'll say that.
Even a little ear action. Okay. Right in his ear. Yeah.
He likes that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He's honestly
He wants it. He wouldn't dress like that if he didn't want it.
Is he asking for it?
He knew what he was asking for.
Right? Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's his khakis and his striped shirts. His polo shirts.
Yeah, he's not fooling anybody.
He's lost a lot of weight. He looks really good. He does a skinny girl. I call it the skinny girl popcorn diet. I'm like, there he is. He walks around the station with a skinny girl popcorn. He's like, it's called skinny pop. It's not called skinny girl popcorn.
Tell him I love him and his faggy popcorn. Maybe do both ears.
No.
Billy and Barbary, this has been fucking fantastic.
You're
Thank
awesome.
You so much. How do we follow you? Listen to her show on KBC every afternoon.
Thank you. Yeah,
here
from
in Los Angeles.
3 to 6. It's with John Phillips. It's called The Drive Home. It's fantastic. Right after Dr. Drew and Mike Catherwood. And I'm on Twitter at Ask Jillian. And then I sell some makeup at HSN every month. And I'm going again.
Can we listen around the country to the KBC show online?
I don't know.
Oh, probably. You don't know.
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know.
It's KBC Radio.
I think it's KABC.com. You know what they have? They have the apps now. So
yeah,
you get
the
app. Everything's an app.
Get the app. She's fantastic.
I don't even leave my house anymore. Everything's on an app. I love it.
It's fantastic. I know,
fantastic.
Right? Exactly. There's an app for that.
There's an app for everything.
Jillian Barbary, I love you so much now.
Thank you, Vanessa. You guys
Let's be new best friends. Hooray.
Yay. I'm stealing it.